still going.
I started it back up.
Okay. So after each one, we got to stop it.
Yeah, you can stop.
Okay. Miss, could you just tell us your name, please?
Sasha Page.
Okay, Ms. Sage, could you just tell us your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Sasha Sage, 223451.
Okay, Ms. Sage, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. We're authorized to have a two-panel member. We have the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair, Ms. Sage. Also with us today is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office. Ms. Sage, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form advising you of this board's hearing today. You call receiving and signing the form notifying you of the hearing today?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay.
She's only got 2 days.
Okay, Miss Sage, I'm looking at your paperwork. It appears that you only have, you have 2 weeks, approximately 2 weeks left before you release?
Two days.
No, that's, yeah, 2 days. Is that right?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and kill your number or you want to just go ahead and have your hearing today?
I want to have my hearing. I want to know the specific reason why I got violated and why parole didn't follow their protocol as far as my safety. And yeah, I just want to know what happened.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and continue your hearing then, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, at this time I'd like to swear you along with Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Okay, Ms. Sage, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First allegation on the warrant states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by her engagement in physical assaultive behavior by throwing a cast iron skillet at another person on or about September 19, 2017, at 7114 North 66 Drive, Glendale, Arizona. Is that true or false?
True.
All right. Your second allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12H, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the Residential Community Behavioral Modification Program through VBRAE at Building Blocks Counseling that offers substance abuse and mental health treatment on or about September 19, 2017, as verbally written or directed on or about September 7, 2017. Is that true or false, Ms. Sage?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Based on the admission of Ms. Sage, I move to find that she was delinquent as she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Sage, the board voted, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you to get any additional information from you that you want to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Sage was released from guilty custody on September 7th of 2017. She was arrested on September 20th of 2017 at the Mesa Regional Office on a tech violation for aggressive behavior, and was turned back to custody that same day with 0 to 9 days with a community supervision end date of November 1st of 2017. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2007, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2007, forgery, 2 years. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. 2010, taking identity of another, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2010, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 3 years. And 2010, taking identity of another, 2 years. She's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no SUG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, she was an absolute discharge. In 2012, TIS completion, 9 months. July of 17, TIS gone her 8 days, returned to custody with amended conditions. And September 21st of 2017, BOEC reinstate tech violator awaiting this hearing. She has a significant disciplinary history with fighting, extortion, and promoting prison contraband noted. And she has a community risk score of G3, B4.
Okay. So Ms. Sanchez, what do you want to tell the board?
Excuse me?
What information did you want to present to the board?
Am I allowed to, well, I don't know. I have finished on parole in 2 days, and I wanted to know the reason why I wasn't able to explain myself. I take responsibility for my behavior. I shouldn't have acted in that manner and lost my temper. And on the skillet. However, I did make several reports at the halfway house and with my parole officer. I told them that I was being harassed by the resident at the halfway house, and I verbally expressed it with the CEO as well. And there were several reports written on the resident, and he was actually a male, and it's a female facility. I was pretty upset about that. However, there's nothing I can do about it now. I just wanted to see, I don't know, since you're the higher up, you have a lot more information. Like, I don't know, how can you avoid that situation in the future? I don't know.
I can let her know on the parole side why she was returned to service.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. On the parole side, anyone that acts in such an aggressive nature that would throw objects or any type of physical violence towards another, it's ours for public protection. Public safety is number one. Anyone would be returned to custody with any type of physical violence issues. So that's the reason you're returned to custody. Throwing the van.
Okay, so, all right. Well, thank you.
Okay, so, Mr. Vest, you're going to be released in 2 days. When you're released in 2 days, you won't have any community supervision or you won't be on any parole. Yeah, you'll be free to move around as you wish. We're going to hope that you take that time, that when you're released, that you're not involved in any other negative influence or contact with law enforcement once you leave. And I hope that you kind of I hope that you're putting together a plan so that when you're released that you won't be able to do that. The board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone but remain silent. The board's now into discussion. I think since Ms. Chavez only has 2 days left, even if she was reinstated, she still wouldn't get out before her 2 days are actually left. I hope that she would take the time that she has left remaining and just have a plan so that when she gets out, she won't have any negative impact with law enforcement again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Sage, find that she was delinquent, violated the term and condition of supervision, had laughed, was about to laugh in the criminal ways, and or accompanied by being involved in a physical altercation.
Same.
Okay, Ms. Sage, you're going to be released in a couple of days. The board's voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 1st of 2017, so I want to thank you for taking the time out to participate in your hearing today and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Have a good week.
You too. Do we have any more there?
No.
No, sir, that is all.
Okay.
Trying to go back to that.
All right, I got that.
Hopefully they found him.
That's what GPS trackers on when they're in.
Inside the unit.
What unit is he in today?
I don't know where he is. Accountability.
Can you imagine how much effort it would take to check if you had every inmate on an ankle bracelet? Be so.
So are we going back to the morgue unit or are we calling that?
I'd say call.